Welcome to You Are What You Love, your window into the future of spirituality. We're going to talk to you about your life and the evolution of your soul while we bring alive the essence of eternal truth. So here is your host, the author of You Are What You Love, Vaishali.
And welcome to another exciting episode of You Are What You Love. I'm Vaishali, author of You Are What You Love and Wisdom Rising. And welcome to another glorious Friday. I want to let you know I'm also live in the most beautiful purple chat room in all of internet land. And you're welcome to join me by coming to purplev.com. V is in violet. V is in Vaishali. When you come to purplev.com, click on enter site as it flashes in the center of your screen. And then click on listen live Friday, CTR and V's chat in the upper right hand corner. Register and sign in to the most beautiful purple chat room in all of internet land and join us here today. So much to share with you. As you all know, I contribute every month to the Huffington Post. And my latest article for the Huffington Post is out. And if you have not seen it, when you sign up for my newsletter, you can do that by coming to purplev.com, clicking on V's newsletter in the upper left-hand corner. Every Thursday, I send out an email, and it's got a link to the Huffington Post article and any other articles that I've gotten published recently on Soul's Code or In Light Times or any other periodical that is friendly to the context of my articles. There will be a link there so you don't have to worry about, did I miss it? How can I find it? There's so many free resources on that newsletter. I also want to let you know that I am going to be coming to Ireland. I am so excited about coming to Ireland. I will be in Ireland on the 25th through the 29th. And you can go to Spirit One Seminars, or when you come to purplev.com and you scroll down to the bottom of the homepage, there's a calendar message that says click here for the calendar that's flashing. Just click on that and then scroll through May and you'll see Spirit One Seminars link there, and it'll give you a breakdown of the day and the times. And I'll be doing one-on-one sessions and group teachings. And if you're in England, if you're in Ireland, if you're in Scotland, if you're in area there's about, and you have always wanted to get together and have a purple time, please come and join us. We always have a highly transformative time. And I'm also going to be at Omega. Actually, the week before I go to Omega, I'm going to be at the Health and Freedom Expo in Chicago. And then the week after that, I'm going to be in Omega at Upstate New York with the lovely Phyllis King. You remember Phyllis King, the common sense psychic. And we will generally be carrying on about how to create a life without limits. And how good is that? Because let's face it, if you're going to be creating life, and you are, why not create one without limits? So today I have two very powerful women to share with you. In the first half hour, we have the lovely Ruth Ann Wood. And I want to encourage you to go ahead and check out her website. You can visit her website at liveyourpeace.com. And Ruth Ann is a woman of many talents. She wears a lot of hats. She is a publisher of many books and the co-author of You Can't Get It Because You've Already Got It. And it's a story about a blind figure skater and visionary writer's inspirational guide to moving through life. I have to tell you, I read that book, found it really enjoyable. I mean, it's so intriguing. Here's a story about a blind figure skater, and his metaphor for skating and the metaphor for moving through life are identical, and you'll find it a very deeply emotionally satisfying read. She's also the author of Abundant Magical Lives, Insights for Passionate People, came out in 2003. Ruth's area of expressive range is from success trainer to workshop and seminar facilitator to global thinker. She's an adventurist, director, an interviewer, an author, a poet, a playwright, and an artist. That's what I'm telling you. The woman is multi-talented. She wears a number of creative hats. Her big mission is to create the catalysts and tools for passionate people and groups to guide powerful ideas from conception to dynamic manifestation. This includes the group creation of books, live events, documentary films, coaching series, theater, unit, life. Ruth's methods are a mix of step-by-step systems and facilitating inspiration and rapid implementation. And she does this by helping you see the bigger picture, focusing on what the bigger picture is, how it makes you feel, what your ultimate goal is, without getting caught up in the little trappings of why you can't do this, where your ego sabotages you. She's an absolutely fascinating and inspirational woman. I know you will enjoy our next half hour. Again, visit her website, liveyourpeace.com. Ruth Ann, how are you, sweetheart?
Wow, what a welcome. Thank you. And I want to be in your suitcase for all your adventures that you're going on in the near future.
Oh, have you been to Ireland before, Ruth Ann?
I've been to Ireland and I've been to Omega, two incredible places.
They're very, very fun, aren't they?
Yes. And before I forget, because you have such an amazing audience, I wanted to let them know while we're having this conversation that I would love to reach out to the first 11 people that come visit my website, scriptingforsuccess.com/purpleV, that they can sign up for a complimentary strategy session to implement all that we're talking about today during this conversation. So
that is so generous of you. Scripting for Success/purpleV.
And that way purpleV? You can really implement this conversation and move forward with it.
Was that scriptingforsuccess.com/purpleV?
Yes.
Okay, I'm putting that up in the chat room. Okay,
perfect.
scriptingforsuccess.com/purpleV, the first 11 people. What a generous offer, Ruth Ann. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for your generosity, for having me on this call and to really share our gifts with the world, because that's what it's about.
I want to give you a two-prong question. Tell us what you're up to these days, what you're doing, what's up with Live Your Peace, and why we're sending people to scriptforsuccess.com, kind of explain what that's about.
Okay, well, back in high school, I graduated the middle of the year, and the very next big adventure I went on was a trip to Indonesia with my grandmother. Imagine your grandmother calling you up and saying, I've traveled to over 50 countries, but I've never been to Indonesia before. Would you like to come? And I did 20 days in Indonesia, and then 5 days later, I was working as a volunteer at Omega Institute for 2.5 months. And that really planted the seeds for all the Scripting for Success work that I do, which is to help people write their success stories and to live into them. So it's kind of the birthplace in high school where this all kind of began. And what it is you've heard of affirmations, right? Where you tell yourself, I'm healthy, beautiful, and wise.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I discovered that the writing that I did in elementary school and in high school, some of my favorite stories actually came true in my life. So I would write a character story about a girl that learned how to hang glide or went on an amazing adventure. And a couple of years down the road, I noticed I was living these stories that I just wrote for fun. And I looked back at my life in my mid-20s and I said, how can I help other people write their success stories or their dream come true adventures and serve them? So that's kind of how my writing and my passion for helping other people fused together in my 20s.
Excellent. And so what are you kind of up to these days, and what are you up to these days that overlaps with Scripting for Success?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because right now I'm connecting with some amazing people that are authors, coaches, trainers, that really want to get their message out there in a big way. And I've helped clients work with an agent to get their book published through a large publishing company. I've helped people go on adventures and launch their speaking career. And I've helped people go on dream vacations. And every session that I do with a client, once they become a client, is we start with a success story, like a roadmap or a blueprint for their happily ever after business or relationship. And all my work stems from there. Because without the vision, you don't know where you're going.
Good point.
And as you know, since you were one of my featured guests on liveyourpeace.com, I've met some pretty awe-inspiring teachers that are really living their passion, sharing their gifts with the world. And in September, I'm hoping to bring all that together at a Philadelphia Fringe Festival, live arts festival, where a lot of these interviews and conversations with global leaders such as yourself, and I truly mean that, come together and have their stories featured at a live event during the Philadelphia Fringe Festival. And so that's where a lot of my attention is going right now, to put that together and put that together.
Excellent. Would you talk about or give us some more three-dimensional examples of how the scripting, what the scripting process is and how it works, or just some of your experiential stories of experiential examples that you've had with scripting for success, either with yourself or other people?
Sure. I had one client who was a college professor, had at least one PhD, I think he might have had a second one, taught at a local university, and yet he had all this wisdom about psychology and people, yet he, within like 2 minutes of talking to him at Starbucks, I found out that he kept on dating the same type of people that were pressing his buttons and ended in like no more than a second date. And within a couple of minutes of helping him write his success script, I found out that his language and his emotions behind what he was saying was stopping him from being in a healthy, happy relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that the relationship with ourselves can be greatly improved just by reinventing our stories.
Well, you know, that's actually the also in your book, you can't get it because you've already got it.
What do you remember a part in there that really stands out to you?
Well, just the whole idea that it's when you relate to being in the flow, when you see yourself as being balanced, when you have a point of reference where you are engaged, that's when the skating happens. And when you see yourself as a person who is off balance, when you see yourself as a person that can't execute something, that's where the execution and the problem comes. And the way Scott, his name was Scott, his name is Scott, is that correct? Am I remembering that?
Serafin, yes, Dash Serafin.
That he could tell how a person was skating by the sound of it.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, he is just, your story is fabulous, and the whole metaphor for life and being a blind figure skater. He's a blind figure skater, so it's not like
he was born blind.
And he figure skates, and he teaches other people how to figure skate, and he can tell how they're doing by the way he can hear the sound of their skate on the ice and the sound of jump and the sound of the land and everything. He goes back to when he's correcting somebody on an external point of balance, it's always, always, always directed to their interior point of balance.
So true. And that's why he and I were such a great fit. He had actually written an essay in the book, Abundant Magical Lives, Insights for Passionate People, which you can download for free on scriptingforsuccess.com. And I said, you have a bigger story in you, mister. You need to tell your whole story from how as a high school kid that you went to the skating rink not expecting much, and within the first day you had a pair of skates on, you were skating with the owner of the rink and being like a fish in water, loving it. And yeah, so sometimes we have that gift where we tap into something that we were born to do, and I'm so honored to know him for that.
It's a wonderful, wonderful book, Ruth Ann, and it's a wonderful extension and a focal point for what you do. It's a great metaphorical and literary focal point for everything that you do. If you wanted to share for people about scripting for success, where it's worked in your own life or some of the fundamentals about how it works and how you might deal with somebody that's really skeptical about either that process or just skeptical about their life. Since we've only got 30 minutes, I'm trying to condense some of our questions.
Sure.
How might you walk around that?
Yeah, well, I first started having people write like a paragraph to a whole page story on their happily ever after story. And unlike affirmations where you say, I'm healthy, happy, and wise, you have your ego, your that inner critic, has that opportunity to say, no, you're not yet, hardly, who are you kidding, you know? But if you write a story about someone who has all your wonderful qualities, none of your limiting qualities, write it in third person as if you're going to a movie about someone who's already living your dream life, and you read that story back to you, back to yourself, whenever you need a pick-me-up, whenever you want to be inspired, you start to notice conversations around you and meet wonderful people that support your story. And it's pretty, pretty amazing because you, just by the act of sitting down and writing a story like this, it's kind of like saying, all right, this is what I want. These are my blinders or filters. I'm going to ignore the distractions of other things that come into my life. And I want to go back to that professor who was kept on attracting those button pushers. He sat down and wrote down a story. It took us about half an hour, 45 minutes. And the biggest thing I had to correct him on when he first started talking about describing himself was he was putting limiting words in front of what he had to say. Like, I kind of want a nice-looking woman to be my girlfriend. And you and I know, unfortunately, you had to be like, what do you mean? How about a sexy one, a hot one, a, you know, gorgeous one that makes your inside sing? You know, put exactly what you want in your story. Don't hold back here. You know, when you talk about your boyfriend, what's his name again?
Emanuel Swedenborg.
Right. You don't mince words with him. You just straight out say all his amazing qualities and all your amazing qualities and weave that into a story. And that's what we do with people's career. We do that with their home life, their new job. And what I discovered is I've gotten clients to the point where they then condense that story into a one-sentence success headline. So they can just read that over and over when they take their change out of their wallet or in a traffic light or traffic jam. And the success headline goes something like this. Amazing author gets to speak with the amazing Washali on her show. Like, it's very clear, to the point. You have the end result and goal spelled out. And when you read it, you know when you reach it. There's no question. So the newspaper is really good at stating things after they already happened. Well, you can write your success headlines the same way. And leave out your name or any person involved and just use the energy or the qualities of the people that you want in your success headline. So
that
you want to practice?
Beautiful.
We can practice it right now.
I love the way this taps in on you are your best therapist because you know where your sabotaging issues are because you know exactly where you put them.
Exactly. And sometimes we complicate things and, you know, say I have to go through all these steps. But if you can visualize the end result and clearly communicate that, you're on your way to matching your desires with your story. And
I'm sorry, sweetheart. I was going to say that.
I love it.
Such a great gift. Would you share again with people what it is that you're offering for the first 11 people that contact you and how to do that?
Sure. The first 11 people, if they go to scriptingforsuccess.com/purplev, then they'll be able to try out some success headlines. I'll actually have them fill out, you know, a questionnaire of where they're stuck and where they want to move forward. And then we'll schedule a time to go over and actually send them home with a success headline that they can carry with them to move forward in their daily adventure.
That is just so outrageously generous of you, sweetheart.
And know what happens when people read their story, mm-hmm. and it isn't a fit for them or they don't believe it, I kind of take on the same qualities as Stosh, my friend, the blind man with a vision, who is actually physically blind, that I can hear when they don't believe their own story. And so I help them tweak it or rewrite it until when they read it out loud, they believe it and they connect with the message instantly. And that right there is very powerful, because you can move forward if you believe it.
If truth doesn't sit well with your neurology, it's not your truth, and that's the problem.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, say that in another way.
You're allowing people to take the truth that they want to create and hold it up against how their neurology is organized. And if their nervous system is saying, I refuse to accept this, I'm not worthy of it, but intellectually, this is my goal, you're able to bring them back to a place where they can bring their intellectual, emotional, and neurological truth into unification so that they can start manifesting what they want instead of their nervous system saying, you can think that all you want, but I ain't going there because I don't deserve it and I don't know how to do that.
Exactly. And you and I have both known the difference between easily being in the flow and saying things that we know neurologically and mentally don't work. And so it's great when you have a tool to line that all up.
Absolutely, sweetheart. So just share with us some of the things about what you've got going on, irons in your fire. Tell us about your website, things that are on your website, what you want to direct people to, let them know what's
wonderful.
Coming in your life.
Thank you. One of the big things that I've done in the last year and a half is notice how powerful when you get the internal marketing and external marketing to line up. And what I mean by that is the more that I've studied law of attraction and positive thinking and writing success scripts, that it lines up with being a powerful marketer, someone that can share what their gifts and opportunities and offerings are to the world. And so the first person that you're selling to in any experience is yourself. And we just illustrated that with the success headlines. If you're not buying your own truth, then it's mm-hmm. probably not your truth. And the same thing with the people that you're serving, whether it's in your own family, your boss, your clients, your community. So I really help clients line up their story, their internal marketing story, which is to themselves, the most important person, to the rest of the community that they want to connect with. And the way I've done that in my own life is in the last year and a half, since a pivotal event in my life was when Barack Obama was in the news for getting nominated for the Nobel Peace Award. Do you remember when that happened?
Yes. How could we forget that?
And I hadn't really before or after really paid attention to the other Nobel Award winners because they just weren't
either.
Familiar.
But, yeah, right.
But that was so much in the forefront of the media. And it got me thinking because I started paying attention to the negative critics, the people that said, oh, he shouldn't have won the award. And for some reason, they sounded very similar to my own ego, my own internal critic saying, oh, Ruth can't win an award in her screenplay, or Ruth can't connect with the people that she most wants to connect with, or whatever limiting beliefs I had at the time. And I thought, you know what, I want to put it into this. And I was working with two success coaches and marketing coaches at the time. And I got this idea that what if everything I knew right now was enough to help other people in my life? What if what I wrote in my book, You Can't Get It Because You Already Got It, was enough to transform lives? What if my success coaching was enough to help people to continue to make money and go on those dream vacations and all those things that were already true in my life, but I was doubting myself?
Yeah.
So I got the inspiration. And then the final question was, what if I had 3 minutes on the global stage at the Nobel Peace Concert, where I only had 3 minutes to speak my truth of how to create peace, passion, and prosperity in my own life and in my client's life? What the heck would I say if I was given that opportunity? And we've all been told, you know, what's your elevator speech, your 30-second elevator speech? What would you say if you had a chance to talk to your ideal community? So this was all going through my head, and I started telling my friends that. And before you knew it, I had booked the space at Circle of Miracles, the very same place, Washali, you came and spoke.
Right.
And I did a 4-hour workshop where people actually had an open discussion about what it meant to live peace and how they were doing it in their own life, and also practicing what they would say if they had 3 minutes to share with the world their global message. So can you imagine, you know, a room full of 16 people all doing this powerful work? Meanwhile, an Emmy Award-winning filmmaker who is part of the Circle of Miracle community where we had the workshop filmed the event, and we had a shared goal of getting those 4 hours of conversation condensed down to a 3 to 7 minute video that I would then send to the Nobel Peace Committee. Now, mind you, when I started all this project, I was kind of had a lull in my business, and I didn't really have that much money. I had a supportive husband. That's what I had going for me at the time. But within 6 weeks, I attracted some pretty amazing people to help me with my project. And fast forward a year and a half, since October of 2009, I've interviewed over 53 amazing teachers, from local friends to best-selling authors to award-winning speakers, million-dollar coaches, all because I had this burning question: what would you do if you had 3 minutes on the global stage? And I'm sure, Washali, you know from doing your weekly shows that you learn a tremendous amount when you're open to having these guests on your show. And so that's what I've been doing for the last year and a half.
That is so powerful. And I really appreciate, Ruth, the way you've taken an exterior event, regardless of how you feel about Barack Obama getting the Nobel Peace Prize, but taking that event and taking your emotional reaction and turning it inward and asking you, what did you learn about yourself from this response? And that is just typical of what I've come to know about you, Ruth Ann, is that it's all about people becoming self-realizing, self-aware. Would you give, sweetheart, would you give people your contact information one more time here?
Sure. I'd love if you come to scriptingforsuccess.com. That's scriptingforsuccess.com/purple V.
And I'll let people know about that again, sweetheart, and I'll email some people that I know habitually download the program and ask them to go ahead and check that out ahead of time. Ruth Ann, thank you so much for your time and your graciousness and your wisdom. And again, that is scriptingforsuccess.com/purplev.com. Ruth Ann, sweetheart, the world is a better place because you are here and you are in it. Thank you so much,
my love, for your generosity and you doing these conversations. It's very powerful work you're doing.
Always, my love. Be well.
You too.
And I'd like to remind anyone who has joined us, the show is You Are What You Love.